Welcome to another C3 Church Rockingham podcast. For more information about C3 Rockingham, please visit www.c3r.org.au.
Which leads me to what I really felt to share this morning about accessing the blessing of God in your life, to live a blessed life. What does it actually mean? Well, first of all, we actually must begin to understand and believe that actually God wants to bless you. He really wants to bless you. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to twist God's arm for it. You simply must believe and ask God for the blessing. That's all you have to do. And many of you are familiar with the prayer of Jabez, but for some of you who aren't, now this is a prayer where I believe it's a breakthrough prayer to his supernatural favor and the blessed life. We're going to read and unpack this morning the prayer of Jabez. It's in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. We're going to read it, and I believe if you grab a hold of this prayer that Jabez prayed, it would not only access the favor and blessing of God for this year, but for the rest of your life. There's a reason why this prayer is in the middle of a very boring chapter. If you go there, it's in a very boring chapter. It's talking about all the genealogy of the tribe of Judah, and right in the middle of it is this simple prayer. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, we're going to read now. It says, "Now Jabez was more honourable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, 'Because I bore him in pain.' And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain.' So God granted him what he requested." So God granted him what he requested. Don't you love the end of that verse? So we're introduced to Jabez here in verse 9 as a man more honourable than his brothers. In the previous verses, we read the genealogy. The brothers' names were listed, but nothing was said like that about his other brothers. Jabez was singled out simply because of the prayer that he had prayed. That one verse prayer made him more honourable than his brothers. Goes on to say in verse 9 that his mother named him Jabez, born in pain. Jabez is a Hebrew word meaning pain, distress, or sorrow maker. How would you like to be known as a Jabez? So painful was his birth that his mother named him Jabez. So all through Jabez's life, he was living a painful existence. He no doubt had self-image issues. He had a self-esteem issue as well. I don't think there is anyone here called Jabez, right? No. Maybe not in the literal sense, but perhaps sometimes you have felt that way. Maybe the last few years have been painful, have been full of sorrow, and sorrow has followed you. You've been around negative circumstances. It's like one after the other, things have been happening to you. And you're saying to yourself, "I can't do another year like last year." Anyone felt that way? Yeah. We don't all have to be in that season. For all those people who can relate to Jabez, who feel like your first name, your middle name, and your second name is Jabez, yeah, who feel like, you know, there's been pain, there's been hurt, there's been disappointment, there's been loneliness, there's been depression, there's been frustration, this passage is for you. In verse 9, we're introduced to the solution before we actually read the prayer. He says, Jabez was more honourable than his brothers. Right. To be honourable is to be dependable, to be faithful, to be honest, to be high-principled, to have a good reputation, to be truthful, trustworthy, and more distinguished. Nothing was said about any of his other brothers, and yet they were listed in the genealogy. But Jabez, the one with all the pain, the one with all the problems and struggles, was said to be more honourable than his brothers. So if you feel like your name is pain, it does not have to be the last word on your life. That doesn't have to be the end of your story. You can end it. Each and every one of us can end it by being more honourable than the rest of our family. Amen?
Right.
This painful person is painful, and his painful circumstances came out to be an extraordinary individual. Unlike other people in the Bible, God actually didn't change his name, Jabez, when his circumstances changed. It did say that Jabez was more honourable. God didn't stop his name from being pain. He just overrode it. God's honour took the forefront in his life. He rose above his situation and circumstances before the blessing actually came. So even if your circumstances don't change straight away, nothing ever happens to your situation. When God puts you in a place of honour, it won't matter what your name is. Great example of that is my husband's called Claude. The meaning of that is lame. But God overrode it. Amen? We're not going to change his name. We like Claude. We don't like the meaning of it, but we like Claude. Amen? In the first line of prayer, it says, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Expand my borders." The Message paraphrase says, "Give me land, large tracts of land." This was a big, bold ask. This wasn't a casual prayer. "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep." It wasn't that kind of prayer. It was a big, bold ask. Jabez was asking God, "God, I need you to intervene and reverse the situation that I'm dealing with right now." So I place myself on the mercy seat saying, "Bless me indeed." That's the kind of prayer that Jabez was praying. Jabez didn't want his life to continue going the way it was going. He wanted to sense the impartation of the supernatural favour of God to have upon his life so he could get the blessing. See, to be blessed is to have an injection of the supernatural favour of God into your ordinary life. Who wants that? That's what it is. Not go through your everyday in a painful routine. Jabez was saying, "Bless me indeed. Give me the life that you have promised that you would give me." And only God can give you that blessing. Only God can give you that. And only God can allow it to stay with you. An impartation of the spiritual favour can only come from God. See, Jabez was not specific. He said, "Oh, that you would bless me." In other words, "Help me, Lord, in this situation." He knew when God blesses, it's always going to be good for him.
Amen.
He just knew, "God, bless me in this situation. Enlarge my territory." Because he understood that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, comes from above.
Yeah.
He knew that his goodness and his mercy shall follow him all the days of his life if he just believed and asked for it. Jabez prayed that your hand might be with me. Powerful. You know, so much in this small prayer, that your hand might be with me. In other words, I don't want your blessing and not have you. I don't want to go into the new year and ask you to bless me, give me some more stuff and not have you in it. I don't want you to expand my borders, bless my business, and leave you on the sidelines. One of the reasons why God sometimes is reluctant to bless and expand our borders is because there can be a curse inbuilt with the blessing.
Yeah.
You can become comfortable with the blessing and you think you don't need the blessor. You forget the blessor. You forget the one that actually has blessed you. We are familiar and have recited and mentioned this passage of scripture many times, Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope." See, we can look to the plan. but we forget the planner. We can look to our destiny, but we forget the designer. We can look to creation, but we forget the creator. We want the blessing, but we forget the blessor. Jabez is right up front here. He says, "Let me make this clear, Lord." This is Carolyn's paraphrase here. "I want you to bless me indeed. I want you to expand my business. I want you to intervene on my situation, but I don't want any expansion that excludes you." That's the prayer Jabez was praying. "I don't want any blessing where you end up on the sideline while I'm having fun with the blessing. Like Moses says, if you don't go with me, I'm not going." It's great to be a leader of Israel. It's great to have the power of 10 plagues, but I don't want the blessings without you. I don't want more blessings, more expansion that bad that your presence is not with me. Some of us have been blessed right out of our happiness, right out of our joy. We have a new house, but we have no home. We have a new car, but we're miserable in it. We've got money in the bank, but no joy spending it. See, if your dream and need is more desperate than having God's presence with you, your blessing becomes your God. The Bible says, Bible always lets you know that when you are truly blessed, the blessing of the Lord expands you and He adds no sorrow to it. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes you rich and He adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord will always give you joy and not misery, because God brings Himself along with it. You get to share in His glory, amen? Jabez says, "I want you. I want you, I just don't want the stuff. I want you. I just don't want the stuff." What he really is saying, "I will not lose my focus and dependency on you, Lord. I will never lose that." Jabez goes on to say that you would keep me from harm or evil, that it might not pain me. Why does Jabez pray that prayer? To keep us from harm and evil. Because the more God blesses you, the more the devil sees you. Satan saw Job and how blessed he was. So he tried to attack Job's faith and character. In Job verse 1, it says that God had blessed Job greatly. He was found blameless. He had complete integrity. He feared God and he stayed away from evil. We're going to pick it up here in verse 7. It's important that we see this. He says, "Where have you come from?" the Lord asked Satan. And Satan answered the Lord, "I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on." Then the Lord asked Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest of all men in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil." Satan replied to the Lord, Yes, but Job has good reason to fear God. You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. All right, you may test him, the Lord said to Satan. Do whatever you want with everything he possesses, but don't harm him physically. So Satan left the Lord's presence. Now we know the end of the story here. Job did lose everything, but he didn't lose his life. He lost everything, but his faith and his trust in God, his character never failed through that time. Job stayed faithful to the Lord. Because he knew where his source of supply had come from, what God had given him, and he knew that God was able to intervene here. And God did this to him. God actually gave him back everything plus twice over. God restored it all back to Job over, we read it in Job chapter 42, verse 10. It says, "After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before." See, when the blessings come, we've got to make sure that our faith and our character is strong, because Satan also sees that you've been blessed as well. Blessings can dull our senses for the dependency on God. And you cannot serve both God and mammon. God must be in the center and the focus of your blessing. See, success is a greater opportunity for failure. The higher you go, the further you can fall. And for every level, there are different devils. Jabez is saying this: I expect and look forward to enjoying your blessings, but keep me from becoming disconnected from you, Lord. Keep, stop, don't let that happen. I never want to forget the blesser, or you take your presence away from me, so that no harm comes from receiving the blessings I've received from you. You know, I've been studying, I've been thinking about the difference between a ship and a submarine. And some of you and some of us at times have been like a ship. When the water is still, it's been smooth cruising, things are going well, but you forget who your blesser is. Then when the storms of life come and the waves are rocking the ship, it's the only time you actually start looking for him. You feel like the ship you're in is sinking, and your faith is sinking as well. And that's when the time when we cry out for help to God. And James warns us not to be like that in James chapter 1. He says, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown, tossed by the wind. We actually need to be like a submarine. Submarines are not affected by the circumstances or situations. A submarine has the ability to be on top of the water and go down deep into the ocean of the water. When the storms come and the waves are dangerously high, it can submerge into the deep and not be affected by the storm. I learned this bit also from Darren through Rhonda, she told me, as I shared this in our prayer meeting a while about submarines and ships. A submarine can strategically go where ships can't. Whereas ships would be vulnerable to attack, because of their depth, submarines are not easily detected by the enemy. How good is that? In other words, when the storms of life come and you've placed your faith and trust in God, you can dig deep into God's word and still receive the blessed life and still receive the gifts that God has for you. Just like Joseph. Joseph was in the pit, he was in the prison, and he was in the palace. The circumstances were not good in some of those places, but still God blessed him and God caused his favor to be upon him in those situations. Joseph, if you feel like the enemy, Joseph felt like the enemy was always after him. Joseph knew that there was a call of God upon his life. Just like Joseph, if you feel like the enemy only knows your address, that's because he knows your blessing and your breakthrough is coming. He knows your blessing and your breakthrough is coming. If the devil is not messing with you, that's because he's not threatened by you. If he's not coming after you, it's because he knows you're not a threat to his program. The enemy wouldn't be testing you if God wasn't about to bless you. It's time for some of you to actually put in a restraining order on the devil. We need to put a restraining order on him. Jabez was saying, Lord, as you bless me, as you expand my borders, keep the enemy off my back. Don't lead me into temptation, but deliver me from evil, from every evil. This morning, I want to ask you, as we embark on this new year, it's time to leave our mediocre expectations behind. We need to leave it behind. God wants you to have an extraordinary life. He wants you to live a blessed life. He wants the favor of God upon you. Don't be one of those Christians that, you know, that expect little from God. Therefore, you're going to get little from God. Yes, we should remain humble, but don't confuse that with false humility. And of course, God is sovereign. He makes the final choices, whether he will or he won't. Just don't be caught at the end of the year with the gifts you receive that have gone unopened. Don't be one of those that still have the gift under the Christmas tree that God has given you, beautifully wrapped with a beautiful red bow, and you've not opened it up yet. Don't be satisfied with the mundane. It's time to leave the excuses away this year. You want excuses or you want results? It's time to stop using the age-old excuses. I can't. More accurate, you won't. I can't, when actually God says you can. I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me. It finishes off by saying, and God granted him what he requested. Jabez called on God. Pain called on God. And if you're in pain today, you've qualified for a blessing. Isn't that good news? In spite of his pain, Jabez called on God and God heard his prayer. He got it all for the asking, which tells me that grace was still operating in the Old Testament here. If grace was operating in the Old Testament, we are saved by grace through faith. More grace to you, amen? He got it simply because he asked for it, but he asked in faith. He asked passionately. He believed God would come through. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, expand my borders. Paraphrase says, give me land, large tracts of land. Come on. God says that we are to take dominion. We are dominion takers. We're here to rule and reign upon this earth. Not rule and reign people, but rule and reign. Take land for him. Amen. He says, oh, this is Carolyn's again. Oh, that you take away this complaining attitude of mine and you would let me see my borders only limited by what I see. Oh, that you would reverse my situation, he says. Then you do like Jacob. I won't let you go until you bless me. Joshua, give me my mountain. I won't let you go until you change my name, until you change my situation, until you change my circumstances. I won't let you go until Jacob, the word trickster, becomes Israel, the one the Lord has helped and blessed. I won't let you go until I see your hand in my situation. Don't let me go. Right. So this morning, as I ask the worship team to come back up, please, I want to ask you this question. Are there any Jabezes in the house this morning? Maybe there's pain of being misunderstood. Maybe there's been pain of being passed over from a job promotion or that job that you were expecting. Maybe there's pain there. Maybe there's disappointment. Pain of being rejected by your mother and your father. Pain from your financial situation at the moment. Pain from your previous relationship or the relationship you're in right now. You're tired of being known by your name, your pain. You're tired of that. You want to be known by God. I want to challenge you this morning to make this prayer your prayer all year long. Not just a one-off prayer, but all year long. Go to your God and ask him to bless you and expand your borders and say, I won't do it without you. I won't go without you. Keep me from harm. I want the blessing, but more of anything, I want you. It's another story. It's a true story. As a child, I used to go to this bowling alley in Morley. And it's not like it is now. It's actually, now it's all computerized. But, you know, then it was like partially computerized. You know, when the pins dropped, you know, they would just push it back and then it'll come back up again. But every now and then, it used to get stuck. Nothing would happen. So you would have to actually push the button for the for someone to come and help to get it fixed. Anyone can identify with that? So all I would see was these little legs. Never see the head. I just see these little legs. And they'd be running around, fixing up the pins and running around and doing that. That's all I could see was the legs. Could not see the face. And it reminded me of this, that the prayer of Jabez wants you to know that even though you can't see God's face, he sees you being knocked around with no ability to get yourself up on your own. And the little legs and the feet are the grace of God moving to and fro. His job is to set up what's being knocked down. So when the pins of life are not up, you've got to push the button. You've got to pray until something happens. That's what you got to do. I want you to take the prayer of Jabez and give it to God this year. God never runs out of favor. His unlimited grace, his unlimited favor is there for you. His grace is there for you. His power, his ability, his anointing is there for you. He wants to give you that favor. He wants to bless you. He wants you to share in his glory. Someone else being blessed is not going to stop God from blessing you. In fact, it's the opposite. When you celebrate and pray for others to be blessed, it should increase your faith for your own and position you for your own blessing. I want to encourage you again to invoke this prayer for yourselves on a daily basis so you can end this year and say, this is the year the Lord has granted my request. The year of the Lord's favor has come. Make this year a year of jubilee by our honourable life, our faith in him and our prayers. Amen.
This is the end of the podcast. For more information about C3 Rockingham, please visit www.c3r.org.au or call us on 9524 5055.